Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. We take a look at a narration from the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, soon nations will call one another to attack you, just as people call one another to share meals. Someone asked, would it be because we are few in number on that day? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, no, you will be large in number, but you will be like the foam on a flood. Allah will remove fear of you from the hearts of your enemy and fill your hearts with wahan. So someone said, ya Rasulullah, what is wahan? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, love of this dunya and dislike for death. So let's start there. Wahan means love for this dunya and dislike for death. Everyone has a natural dislike for death. But here it means dislike for death because you don't have any desire to meet Allah, which ought to be your ultimate desire. You don't have any desire for the year after, which is the everlasting life. You only want to pursue your desires in this world. So you have an impermissible love for this world. You have love for this world beyond the limits which the Sharia has allowed. And that this inclines you from death. You're not preparing for death. You're not ready for death. You don't want to meet Allah because you know your condition is not what it's supposed to be. Now that is wahan. And when you have wahan, then people lose fear of you. You lose value in the eyes of people. So even though you may be one quarter of the population of the planet as Muslims, or one third, some would say, you may be 2 billion Muslims on the planet. You may be big in numbers. You may be big in resources. You may have strategic positioning. But you're so weak as a result of being preoccupied with dunya and the pursuit of dunya, as a result of being so materialistic and worshipping your desires, you will be so weak that people will call one another to attack you just as they call one another to a meal. Hey guys, I'm having a bribe at my house today. You come. You bring the salad. You bring the drinks. You bring some rolls. So okay, you'll attack from there. Come, let's, they have resources. We want to take control of the resources. We'll invade their land. It's happening in our lifetime already, even though we have the large numbers. But because of our misdeeds, because of our lack of connection with Allah, because of our lack of taqwa, because we're not pursuing the dunya for the right reasons, we're pursuing the dunya for the wrong reasons and in the wrong way, we have brought ourselves to this particular state. And we need to fix it because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah won't change your conditions as a nation until you don't start to change yourself. So each one is responsible for starting to effect change in his own life, her own life. And from there, within your family, within your community, then we'll see a change, inshallah. And then we can see the glory days of Islam once again. Signs of the hour. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.